C-O-L-G-A-T-E, Colgate Preventive Plan.
With a Colgate Shave Cream Sports Newsreel.
The stern, the Colgate Shave Cream Man is on the air. The stern, the Colgate Shave Cream Man with stories rare. Take his advice and you'll look keen. You'll get a shave that's smooth and clean. You'll be a Colgate Brushless Fan.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Phil Stern bringing you the 319th edition of the Colgate Shave Cream Sports Newsreel. Our guest tonight is a syndicated columnist and famous party hostess, Elsa Maxwell. But first, Reel One, Portrait of History. History is full of stories of men who gained fame and fortune through their skill and bravery, despite tremendous odds. Such a story is one we heard last week, the story of Geoffrey Hudson. According to this story, Geoffrey Hudson was born in England over 300 years ago. He first attracted public attention when he was only 7 years old, for at the age of seven, Geoffrey Hudson won the pistol shooting championship of Lancaster County. It seemed incredible that a seven-year-old boy could be the best pistol shot in Lancaster. But he was. From that day on, Geoffrey Hudson entered one pistol tournament after another, until by the time he was 19 years old, he was the best marksman in all of England. At the age of 19, Geoffrey Hudson went off to war. He fought with the Spaniards against the Dutch, and he distinguished himself in battle. He distinguished himself by killing 22 soldiers with his deadly marksmanship. Because of his exploits in the war, Geoffrey Hudson came back to England a hero. He was presented to the Queen of England, and she bestowed upon him England's highest honor, for the Queen knighted him, gave him the title of Sir Geoffrey Hudson. And as Sir Geoffrey Hudson, he immediately became an important member of the Queen's court. And soon, he became the most talked about man in all of England. Not only was he England's pistol champion, but now he was a member of England's royal court. Sir Geoffrey Hudson might have stayed on as a member of England's nobility had not the Queen herself been forced to flee her country. She fled to France, and he went with her. In France, Sir Geoffrey Hudson first saw a new game. It was just beginning at that time. He liked this new game very much, and he decided to return to England and introduce this new game to the British Isles. At first, the British people didn't seem to like the new game, but gradually, thanks to Sir Geoffrey's influence, this new game did begin to catch on, until soon it became England's most popular sport. From England, this new game spread across the ocean, until today, that game is played all over the world. For the game Sir Geoffrey Hudson introduced was the game of bowling. That's the story we heard of a man named Geoffrey Hudson, who wrote a brilliant page in English history. First, as the pistol champion of England. And secondly, as the man who introduced the game of bowling. Oh, he didn't bowl quite as we do today, no. He had to use much smaller equipment. Because Geoffrey Hudson, who introduced bowling, was only 18 inches tall. Of one of the world's smallest men. Reel two. Snapshot of a sharpshooter. He's Joe Lapchick, St. John's College famous basketball coach. What makes Joe Lapchick a great coach is his ability at spotting championship material. So naturally, he heads for Colgate Brushless Shave Cream, the shave cream of champions. Here's what he wrote.
Dear Bill, doggone if Colgate Brushless didn't turn out to be a winner just like you said it would. First brushless cream I ever tried that seemed made for my combination of tough beard and sensitive skin. Colgate Brushless has speeded up my shaving routine as much as smooth teamwork and pile up points in basketball. Thanks for pitting me on your Colgate Brushless shaving cream.
Thanks, Joe. And listen, man. Our Colgate Brushless team is millions strong, so why not join up? Colgate Brushless is made especially for men with wiry whiskers and tender skin. It doesn't dry out on your face. It stays moist and active. It softens your beard. Lets your razor shave off each whisker smooth and clean without a snag or a pull. Do I think so? Do I? Men, here's my offer. Try Colgate Brushless. If you don't agree, just send the top of the carton to me, Bill Stern, care of Colgate, Jersey City, Zone 2, New Jersey, and I'll see that you get double your money back. Now, take me up on it. Get a jumbo jar tonight. That's the 9-ounce economy jar of Colgate Brushless, the shave cream of champions. Reel three. Colgate's camera close-up of Elsa Maxwell, the world's most famous party giver, syndicated columnist, radio and motion picture star, and the intimate friend of the most famous celebrities in the world. Here she is in person, Elsa Maxwell.
Good evening, Bill.
Tell me, Elsa, how did you ever happen to become the woman who throws the most famous parties in the world?
Well, Bill, I've traveled all the world over, meeting famous people in Venice, Paris, and London. And for entertainment, Well, I just started giving parties.
Of all the famous parties that you have given, what party do you remember the best?
Well, Bill, it was a tennis party I staged for King Gustav V of Sweden. He called himself Mr. G. The players I bought to play with it were Big Bill Children, Suzanne Longall, Helen Wills, Henri Cochet, and John Baratra. But, Bill, I've got a complaint to register.
Oh, really, Elsa? What's your complaint?
Oh, why should there be only big league baseball teams for men? Why shouldn't we girls have a chance at the game, too?
Elsa, you mean women's professional baseball teams in the major league?
Why not? I can put a team together that will outdraw any men's baseball team in the major league. And look prettier, too. My pitcher would be Claire Booth Luce, the congresswoman. Now, there's a woman who can throw some fast ones. And for my catcher, I'd have Betty Grable. She ought to know how to handle curves. She's got plenty.
Oh.
At first, I'd have Eleanor Roosevelt. Nothing gets by her. At second and third, I'd have Lana Turner and Carol Landis. They'd stop anything.
Oh, you're so right. Well, how's about your shortstop?
Well, I'd use Dorothy Thompson. Can you imagine anyone out talking her? In the right field, I'd have Lily Pond. Just think how she can yell for that ball. In left field, I'd have Ingrid Bergman, who seems to be able to handle one hit after another. In the center field, Martha Ray. All she'd have to do was just to be open her mouth and she'd never miss a catch.
What a team, Elsa. But seriously now, you've given some of those parties that you're famous for to wounded servicemen, haven't you, Elsa?
Yes, Bill. And those parties meant more to me than all the other parties put together. For they're the real guests of honor. And they deserve that honor.
You're so right. Thanks so much. Good luck and good night, Elsa Maxwell.
Good night, Bill.
Night, Elsa. Real four. Profile of this football season. 2 weeks ago, we used a story about this year's football season, and we were promptly snowed under with requests to repeat it. Letters, wires, postcards from all over the United States asking to hear it again. So, in response to a deluge of requests, here it is again. The most widely discussed story we used this year. It begins with a parade of the great football teams of the past. Who can ever forget one of the first great football teams this country's ever had? It was the great Wisconsin team of 1896, led by the unforgettable, a truly great star, Wisconsin's Pat O'Day.
Hail to the victors, valiant! Hail to the conquering heroes!
Next, at the turn of the century, came the great teams from Michigan, the famous point-a-minute team, the immortal, the famous hurry-up fielding Yost. Those were the Wolverines, led by the famous Wee Willie Heston, a team that ran up 560 points without being scored on a single time. They made football history as they rolled westward to victory for Michigan. Until next, the world heard about the glory of Cornell.
Far above Cayuga's waters.
Far above Cayuga's waters, back in 1920, rolled the really next team, as Eddie Cole and George Sand kept Cornell unbeaten for three straight years. And then came the years that brought fame to Notre Dame. This was a team that must not be forgotten, the immortal four horsemen. They roamed all over the nation as Duke Rodney made the Fighting Irish, a team that only shared the spotlight with its neighbor from Illinois.
Loyal to you, Illinois.
But the most famous football player of all time led those Fighting Illini. He was unstoppable. They said there'd never be another like him, and there never has been. His name was Red Grange. But what about the Wildcats of Northwestern?
Go, you Northwestern! Right to that.
We're coming right up to the present. The great unbeaten Northwestern teams of the 30s. And the Golden Gophers of Minnesota. But let's look southward.
The eyes of Texas are upon you all the livelong day.
Now we're heading down into the deep south. Who can forget those great Southwest teams of 1940 and 41? Jackie Crane and Pete Layton led the Longhorns of the University of Texas. And how about another great Texas team? Those famous Aggies of Texas A&M. Surely, they kept the eyes of the sports world looking southward. Until these warriors brought glory to the blue and gold of Navy.
Navy down the field.
Now we've come right up to this. One of the great fighting teams up this year was the Minis of Navy. They were unbeaten and unbound until finally in their last game they were beaten by... The cadets of Army, the team the experts call the greatest in the country. Unbeaten, untied. Some say this Army team's so great. It's the greatest team of all time. But wait a minute. I think I know of one team that's far greater than any team we've mentioned. A team from a little school named Montana State College. Oh, they lost some games. They had no great stars. But in 1941, this entire Montana State College team enlisted, marched away to war. Every single member of that team was killed in action. Not one boy came back alive.
Good old acquaintance he forgot and never brought to mind.
Yeah. When you're erecting a monument to the greatest football team of all time, put on that monument the name Montana State College. For as the years roll by, no team anywhere can ever surpass their record. Profile of Gridiron Freight. Real Pride, Charles F. McCarthy.
If you're a lather shaver, then listen to what a great champ thinks about Colgate Rapid Shave Cream. It's Babe Ruth writing Bill Stern. Dear Bill, he says, asking me if I'm still a Colgate shave cream fan is like asking me if I'm still a baseball fan. Why, Colgate lather never had a better booster. You see, Bill, I found out a long time ago that Colgate lather's extra soaking power softens up your beard right down to the skin, and the razor breezes through them with the greatest of ease, skims them off clean and close and painlessly. So give your listeners this tip from Babe Ruth. For perfect shaves every day, shave the Colgate lather way. Best of luck from Babe Ruth. Yes, men, the great Bambino and other famous lather shavers topped the shaving pennant with Colgate Rapid Shave Cream. And 2 out of 3 barbers use Colgate lather. So I ask, can you do better than follow the champs and the experts? Use Colgate Rapid Shave Cream on your own tough whiskers and sensitive skin. It makes your shave behave. And now back to Bill Stern.
Real Six. Colgate Candid Camera catches the story behind the story. Billings, Montana. There has been such a flood of mail pouring into the state of Montana as a result of this story that we've used on the air about the boys from the Montana State football team who gave their lives in this war. That state, get it, ladies and gentlemen, that state is tonight seriously considering erecting a monument in the memory of these boys.
Just a minute, Bill. Here's a real story for you. And to tell this story, may I introduce Mr. Milt Livingston, the radio editor of Motion Picture Daily. Mr. Livingston.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, each year Motion Picture Daily, on behalf of the magazine's fame, has asked for radio editors of this country and Canada to select the year's outstanding radio star. For the past 5 years, you, Bill Stern, have been selected as the best sports commentator in the nation. And once again this year, for the 6th straight time, you have been voted America's best. And so, Bill Stern, on behalf of all the radio editors in America, I take pleasure in awarding you your 6th straight Oscar. Congratulations.
Thank you very, very much, Mr. Livingston. It's an honor I deeply appreciate. And one, believe me, of which I feel completely unworthy. But thank you very much. That's the 3-0 mark for tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Next Friday night, we'll be back same time, same stations, with another edition of the Colgate Shave Cream Sports Newsreel. And our guest next Friday evening will be the famous radio star, Henry Aldrich. So be sure and be with us next Friday evening at our usual time, when we present as our guest one of radio's great stars, Henry Aldrich. See you then. And until then, I'll be seeing you on the screen in the News of the Day newsreel at your favorite Lowe's or Associated Theaters. Now, until the same time next Friday night, this is Bill Stern for Colgate Shave Cream wishing you all a good, good night.
Still turn the Colgate Shave Cream man is on his way. Still turn the Colgate Shave Cream man had lots to say. He told you tales of sports heroes, the inside jokes he really knows. So listen in next Friday night. C-O-L-G-A-T-E.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.